Amanda is 25 years old. She is from Langley, and you do what for a living?
I'm a med-surgical nurse, so I work with post-op patients.
Do you give the drugs?
I do.
There
yes!
Go. Okay.
It's the good kind of nurse. There yeah, there you go.
So if the date is bad, you can just, like, chloroform him and sneak out the back door or something, right? Perfect. How do we know, Amanda, that you're not just using our friend Brandon to get into the sold-out Luke Combs concert?
Well, I already had tickets to the concert, so I was already going regardless with a group of friends. But I just thought it would be a good idea to get out there, meet someone new, and hopefully go on a date with someone as amazing as Brandon sounds. I think it would just be an added bonus to the concert, for sure.
I did notice that you said he sounds like a genuinely nice guy with good values, which is something that you're really looking for. You're looking for, like, that real connection.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you, was your last relationship maybe not a good guy?
Comment on that one.
Okay, yeah.
That's good, though. That shows class if you're not going to talk ill of your ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so what it is about Brandon when you say he seems like a genuine guy and a nice guy, like, what is it about him that makes you think that?
Well, he sounds like he loves his family, which is number one for me. I'm really big on family. It's something I look for in a relationship. And the fact that he's, like, a down-to-earth country boy, I love that.
Okay.
And he is someone who likes to be super outdoorsy and go do a bunch of stuff about fishing and hunting and all that. And I noticed in your submission as well that you're someone who likes to be super outdoorsy.
Yeah, for sure. I love to hike. I snowboard. I've played sports my entire life, so I'm always outside.
Okay, so Brandon is obviously hooking up the concert tickets, the pit passes, and probably some other great stuff as well. What are you going to be bringing to the date?
Well, I like to think of myself as a party on my own.
I like it. You're confident.
Yeah, I definitely know how to let loose and have a good time. And hopefully I just bring a great and memorable night for the both of us and see where it goes from there.
I love that. Now, if you guys do go out after the concert, would you pick up the tab?
Of course.
Okay.
But I feel like Brandon would be like, after you tried to pay, he'd be like, no, I got this. I'm Brandon. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I feel like on any date, though, you should offer to pay. Mm-hmm. Everybody should, right?
Oh, I always do.
So we are going to do a little rapid fire of questions, and we just want you to answer with, like, the one words. We're going to give you options for each one, okay?
Okay.
So we'll start with tattoos or no tattoos?
Tattoos, for sure.
Don't overthink this one because it doesn't really make any sense. Fingers or thumbs?
Fingers.
Oh, okay. That means something.
Oh, God. Smoker or non-smoker?
Non-smoker.
Jogging or yogging?
Jogging.
Okay.
Shots or shotgun?
Shotgun.
Kids or no kids?
Kids.
Do you kiss on the first date?
Maybe.
There we go. There. Another honest answer.
Okay, similar answers.
I like you a lot, Amanda, because you're very, very honest. I don't think you've been, skirting any of these questions.
No.
You're kind of just answering them all, and I like that about you.
Yeah.
I'll give you a chance right now to talk directly to Brandon. So you're not talking to me, Nicole. You're not talking to the JR family. To just give a little message to Brandon because we know he's listening and taking notes on you right now. What do you want to say to him?
I'm definitely looking forward to meeting you if this all works out. I think we'd hit it off and have a great night. And who knows where it could go after the concert. You already sound like an amazing guy, but I'm excited to get the chance to meet you and get to know you more.